Hello, everyone. So this is going to be my last episode discussing social media, video sharing media. I've shared a lot about the media over the time being. And like I said, every time I freestyle an episode entirely off the top of my head, you know this is going to be my last episode. And I'm going to keep saying that because of new listeners. So here we go. You're wondering, Antonio, will you ever have a YouTube channel? No. Here's why. YouTube allows bigots to be paid by them. People who are extremist hardliners, as they're commonly called today, they're allowed to run ads for YouTube. They're allowed to amass 1,000 subscribers. And they are allowed to promote their hate crimes and their hate speech on YouTube. That is why I refuse to have a YouTube channel. Because I refuse to share an income source we have in common, myself and the bigots, with YouTube. No, never. So, you may be wondering, Antonio, will you ever get back on Facebook, Instagrams, TikTok, Snapchat? Patreon. Clubhouse app. Stereo app. The Wisdom app. And any social media account, networking site whatsoever? No, here's why. Because it fuels eating disorders. It fuels substance use disorders. It fuels alcohol use disorder. It fuels rape culture. It fuels sexual objectification. It fuels ableism. It fuels ageism. It fuels racism. It fuels viewpoint discrimination. It fuels lookism. It fuels rankism. It fuels texturism. It fuels classism. It fuels sexual orientation discrimination. It fuels sexism. It fuels misandry. It fuels misogyny. It fuels trans misogynoir. It fuels trans misogynoir. It fuels black men, black women, gender warfare, verbally speaking and non-verbally speaking. It fuels revenge porn. It fuels digital sex crimes. It fuels sextortion. It fuels sex espionage. It fuels honey traps. It fuels wiretapping. It fuels caste systems. It fuels heated arguments on whether capitalism is good for society or bad for society. It fuels height discrimination. it feels social stigma of obesity, commonly called fat phobia by society. It fuels homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, lesbophobia, discrimination against non-binary people, discrimination against intersex people, femphobia, gayphobia, social media fuels corporate greed, meaning I profit off of discrimination. In other words, I'm wealthy because of our feeling of discriminatory laws, discriminatory attitudes, discriminatory customs, discriminatory cultures, discriminatory institutions, discriminatory individuals, discriminatory groups of people, discriminatory policies, discriminatory ideas, discriminatory ideals, discriminatory traditions, discriminatory precepts, discriminatory statutes, discriminatory rules, discriminatory regulations, discriminatory boundaries, discriminatory parameters, and unlimited discrimination. Social media fuels sizeism, speciesism too. Social media fuels gender identity discrimination, sex characteristics discrimination too. When I think about I think about everything, and I'm seeing that on social media, there's no protections for sex, there's no protections against sexual slavery, there's no protections against sex trafficking. There's no protections against human trafficking. There's no protections against sexploitation. There's no protection against sexual exploitation. There's no protections against child sex tourism. There's no protections against child sex trafficking. There's no protections against adult sex trafficking. There's no protections against child prostitution. There's no protections against the commercial sexual exploitation of both adults and children. There's For me, social media fuels anti-Semitism, racism against Asians, racism against indigenous people, racism against black people, racism against white people, racism against people from all continents and all islands. And when I think of my issue with social media too, I recognize that social media a lot of times they only apologize for virtual crimes when they're forced to, not voluntarily speaking. And for me, I cannot in good conscience have social media that fuels economic discrimination, housing discrimination, education discrimination. Social media fuels the robbery of healthcare for people in need of it as a human right. And for me, I just feel like social media, it fuels domestic violence. It fuels domestic abuse. It fuels domestic disputes. It fuels intimate partner sexual violence. It fuels domestic sexual violence. And social media fuels street harassment and sexual harassment. In social media, unsolicited genitalia photography being sent to you. And for me, the reason why I don't do social media is also because there's so much anti-autism attitudes and anti-autism sentiments and anti-autism mythology on social media. I choose not to sensory overload myself if I don't have to. That's why I don't. And I noticed that when it comes to social media for myself, a lot of times social media has exacerbated family feuds. No diss to Steve Harvey show. I'm talking about actual family feuds. Families that have already had relatives that have been at each other's throats, and they go on social media and it gets worse. I'm talking about social media has helped split families, has helped maintain the splitting of families. They're already split, but social media just sealed the deal. And social media has caused people not to talk to each other anymore, not to get along with each other anymore. And a lot of times social media has so much mob speak, double speak, double think, mob think, disinformation, misinformation. A lot of times social media has its own draconian ways of being. Social media fuels authoritarianism, totalitarianism. Social media fuels dictatorships, dictatorial regimes, autocracy, fascism. Social media fuels religious nationalism. And social media can even cause secular people, not all but some, to be just as hardcore as their Christian counterparts in terms of their own version of like secular nationalism, that type of thing. And then I've noticed that on social media, a lot of times, it has truly been used to fuel deadly weaponry culture. Like, social media has contributed to gun violence. Social media has contributed to suicidal ideation and suicides. Social media can exacerbate someone's psychosis. No diss to people with mental illnesses. I'm just telling a hard truth in love. And that's why I decided not to do social media, because it's easy for people to twist and manipulate your statements, even if you made the perfect statement. Your word choices were on point, your tone of voice on point, and the subject matter totally appropriate for social media. But sometimes people report you, and sometimes social media support systems will go, well, we're going to temporarily suspend you or permanently ban you, even though you did not say anything in violation of their rules. Sometimes they're gullible to believe anything the haters say. And I do not like the idea of anybody who's a bigot to easily contact me even though they have ways that you can keep people in contact with you, just the thought of them being able to attempt to contact me, and just the thought of them sharing the same social media space as I, breathing the same virtual air as I'm not doing it. No way. I'm not getting back on social media ever again. And the reason why is because in my mind, why would I contribute to the pain of parents, to the pain of children? Social media, they're trying to target children. And that's why you got children who get kidnapped, abducted, they disappear, their corpses are found mutilated, and social media, a lot of times you have the worst kind of trolls I've ever seen. It's more than just the typical internet troll. I'm talking about social media's got the most hardcore trolls ever. Like, I remember I remixed a reel talking about the struggles that black women go through. And everything about the reel was anti-racist. It was not attacking anybody who's not a black woman. I was just highlighting a particular marginalized community's struggles and the need for black women to be appreciated. And I was called all kinds of names. Racist, I was called. I was called a simp. They were basically calling me names that make it seem like you're kissing up the black woman, sucking up the black woman, but black women are causing all their own problems. And those are all lies. Those are all lies. Those are all deceit. So that's why I had to get off social media, because I've never been called I have been called a simp in person and a kiss up, suck up in person, but racist, I've never been called a racist in my entire life. So if somebody called me, I said, I have to get off social media. This is crazy, because social media will tempt you to want to go find people and fight them physically. And I'm like, I'm not that kind of person, so let me get off social media. These fools are unworthy of my temporal suspension and permanent ban. So I decided to permanently ban myself from social media. It's better if I do it than they do it. Because if I do it, it's not embarrassing. If they do it, it is embarrassing. So for me, I just don't like social media at all, because it feeds attention whoredom. It feeds self-hatred. It feeds self-destructive behavior. It feeds self-neglect. It feeds self-abuse. It feeds self-abasement. It feeds self-harm. It feeds low self-esteem. And then they want you to compare your life to somebody else's life. And social media is there to make you feel bad that, oh, I'm not as skinny as somebody else. I'm not as big as somebody else. I'm not as tall as somebody else. I'm not as short as somebody else. My voice is not as deep as somebody else. My voice is not as high as somebody else. I'm not as muscular as somebody else. I'm not as stocky as somebody else. Or, you know, this person dresses better than me, and that person, I need to dress not as much. You know, I need to tone down my dressing because how this person is dressing. Or this person makes more money than me. Or this person makes less money than me. Or this person's more blessed than me, or I'm not as, or, you know, this person is not as blessed as me. It's just, it feeds personality disorders and psychotic disorders. And also social media too, since we're on the subject. I decided that social media, for real, is no different than mainstream media. All they do is fuel the dark side of the human condition, the dark side of human nature being considered newsworthy, while the light side of the human condition, the light side of human nature, is deemed not newsworthy. So we make our wealth based on a lack of human self-reflection, but an overabundance of human self-reflection. No, we can't make any money from that. So a lot of people are saying, Antonio, you have an Amazon account and your book is listed on there, but bigots get to put their books on Amazon, so eventually are you going to take your book off Amazon, get yourself a website, and sell independently through your website and be totally self-published and never sign with a publishing company? You just answered your own question in the form of that question, and the answer is yes. For layman's terms, yes, that's exactly how I'm going to be. Now, some people are going to say, well, you know, Apple Podcasts are shared with bigots. For me, once I'm able to make enough money, I will find ways to distribute my podcast without having to share with anybody. I'm going to try my best to. It's hard, but I'm going to do my best, because I'm doing my best to have nothing to do with bigots as best as I can, okay? I had to put on Apple because that was the best I could do in my financial situation. But once my financial situation gets better, I'm going to just have my own independent podcasting that I ain't got to share it with any bigots. I do my best to practice what I preach. Now, when I think about how I'm feeling, I also feel like for me, I also learned that a lot of times in social media tends to feel whorephobia and hierarchy, because if you are an adult film performer, there's temporary suspensions many times and permanent bans other times. Let's say you're a sex worker and where you are is legal for you to do your sex work jobs. And let's say you do OnlyFans or Pocket Stars or mini vids, but you don't do adult films. Permanent bans from social media sometimes. Temporary suspensions from social media other times. And I said, I can't do that because I can't do social media, is what I mean to say. That's what I mean to say. I can't do that because any platform that fuels animosity towards sex workers is not a platform I choose to ever associate myself with. Another thing is this. Another people say, so Antonio, you talk about being an adult film performer. Even if I wasn't one, I would still have all these convictions. Even if I didn't have those aspirations, I would still maintain all of these convictions and principles of mine. Okay. When I look at how social media has truly treated people. For me, I really had to also understand that a lot of times with Congress, they'll do hearings talking about how awful social media is, but they don't really pass any legislation to curb the harms that are within social media. To me, it's a clown show. And to me, it's just a publicity stunt to make it look like, see, we're virtuous humans. No, you're not, because you're still having parents show up and riling people up, but y'all do nothing problem-solving-wise about the harms of social media. You're not doing anything conflict resolution-wise about the harms of social media. So for me, when I really, really hear what has happened, oftentimes I get indignant and oftentimes I really get indignant because the fact that we got actual babies losing their lives, toddlers losing their lives, prepubescent children losing their lives, and adolescents, meaning teenagers, are losing their lives. Prepubescent means before they become teenagers, so 12 and under, you know, kids. And when I feel that you have parents who are losing their lives, grandparents losing their lives, cousins losing their lives, sisters losing their lives, brothers losing their lives, non-binary relatives losing their lives, transgender and gender non-conforming persons losing their lives, and when you have social media where the Bible is used to be the ultimate deadly weapon. I'm not saying, you know, no offense to people who are religious, but I'm saying that's how social media treats the Bible. Social media treats the Bible as the deadly weapon for anything and everything. So if you already hate a certain group of people, they'll say the Bible says. They don't mean the Bible says the way a well-meaning Christian would go about it. They mean the Bible says is, hey, I have the right to dehumanize you because of the canon. And then when I think about what's happening in social media too, the fact that you see a lot of people doing inappropriate activities at nightclubs, meaning, for example, they will, let me put it this way, at times, they will do gyrating at the club, put on social media. I'm like, if you're going to gyrate and have a woman twerking at a club, don't put that on social media. Besides, employers are watching you, okay? Potential employers are watching you, too. They watch you, and they may not always tell you that they were on your social media accounts. So, if you're trying to work a 9-to-5, 9-to-1, working overtime, or working any kind of job in the world of work, don't put what you do at the nightclub on your page. That could be a private video that you keep in your home, but make sure that you don't walk out of your home with it. It could be like a video on your camera that you keep at home. But if you keep it on your phone, you don't know what coworker is going to be like, ooh, let me take this person's phone. Then they're going to send it to all the coworkers, all the executive leadership, all the lower level staff. And now you're terminated, you're blacklisted from the world of work, you're blackballed from the world of work, and now you have to think about, I might get lowballed if I try to get a job again. So if you're going to live that life, keep your video at home. Do not put it on your phone. I'm talking about in a private drawer, D-R-A-W-E-R, somewhere where you know nobody can take it. If that's how you live your life, don't take it outside with you. That way somebody takes your phone, because, you know, you have it's kind of like, you know, you have coworkers who disrespect material boundaries. That way if they take your phone, you can still keep your job, because there's nothing in your phone that incriminates you. There's nothing in your phone that will get you fired. I'm not protecting criminality, because women twerking while you at a club is not illegal. I will never protect criminality. I've done episodes saying how much criminality has traumatized me as a child. So I'm not telling you to be a criminal. I'm telling you never to be a criminal. I'm telling you never commit a crime. That's what I'm telling you. I'm also telling you, if you're going to do your grown folk business that's within law and reason, keep your photos and video at home. Do not travel with them in terms of going to work. And, you know, I would advise you don't take those videos and photos outside of your home. Because you don't know, like, you could be on a plane. You don't know who's looking over your phone. You can be in an Uber. Sometimes you don't know if your driver is looking through the rearview mirror and can see what you're seeing. You don't know if you could be sharing a taxi with somebody and one of the riders sees what you did at the club. And you don't know if you are... You don't know if you are... on a bus and you got kids sitting next to you and they see what you're doing and they tap their parents and everybody sees what you're doing on the phone in terms of that family at that point. The other people going and other riders going to be noticing what's happening and they all going to see what's on your phone. And then it gets worse. You don't know if you are in line ordering something and you decide to pull it out and all the people in line have been looking at what you've been looking at on your phone the whole time, they gonna raise a ruckus in person. You might be kicked out of establishments. So I'm like, if you're gonna live that type of life, keep that totally separate. Like, if you're out and about with people, don't be looking at out and about with people. Do that at home. At home. And if you're going to have women twerking on you at a club, make sure that the Me Too movement doesn't have a problem with you. What I mean by that is this. You do not want to be the poster person, or should I say poster monster, for sexual bullying. You don't want the Time's Up movement coming after you. So my thing is this. When I look at how, so, you know, there's a lot of positive to social media. There's a lot of good people on social media posting a lot of positivity. A lot of equal justice promotions, a lot of compassion and empathy on social media. There's a lot of people doing a lot of positive things on social media. So social media is not completely bad. But what I'm saying is this. It's more bad than good, because there is no way of policing social media healthily. It's like a free-for-all, and you have to constantly block people, restrict people. So that social media is saying, you know what, you are so horrible at being human. Instead of exhaustingly having somebody just block you and restrict you, we're just gonna kick you off to make life easier for the good people on social media. And what I don't like about social media too is this. A lot of times you have people, and I've seen this many times, right? Many times. You have people on social media who have a history of elderly abuse, disability abuse, discriminatory abuse. Some people have been date raped, gang raped, serial raped, and social media has a culture of toxic masculinity, hyper-masculinity, chauvinism, bravado, machismo, and cis-heteropatriarchy, cis-normativity, cis-sexism, heteronormativity, heterosexism, amatornormativity, too. And so for me, social media is just not something I ever will do, because we have so many people who are able to glamorize gangsterism. They're able to promote gunplay, which is totally serious, on social media. They're able to promote manhood is about killing, and manhood is about the reckless version of sexual promiscuity with women endlessly. And if you're not talking tough, if you don't have a bass in your voice, and if you're not looking like a stereotypical man and doing stereotypical masculinity, then somehow they'll make these queerphobic comments like the words emasculation and effeminate. Those are words used that are a mixture of self-misandry, misogyny towards women and girls, and just LGBTQI+ hate. That's what that really means. And then there's this other there's these two controversies on social media. Transgender athletes in sports. You have people destroying each other's humanity over the subject. And then I call it a controversy because to me it's not a controversy. I think people should be able to compete regardless of their gender identity. That's my personal conviction. However, people make it a controversy. That's why I call it that. And you have this other controversy of men wearing dresses. Personally, I don't have a problem with it, but many people will destroy each other's humanity over that. So you have these gender definition competitions, and you have this ancient modern competitions. Who is the most in of alignment with virtuosity? So I've noticed that. And that's why I stay off social media. Well, those are other reasons why I stay off social media. For me, these are also the same reasons why I stay off dating apps, hookup apps, dating sites, and hookup sites. Also, because a lot of the people on those sites and apps for datings and hookups. They are menaces to society. They are uncaring. They are unfeeling. They're uninviting. They're unwelcoming. They are eerie and creepy. They are living nightmares in human form. The colorism, the not caring about the effects of your typed messages, the not caring of the effects of your words, the not caring about the effects of your tone when you speak. And they just are the type of people that have a personality disordered sexuality, meaning the way they express themselves sexually, it's one-sided, lopsided. And then I learned that with those apps and sites for hookups and dating too, many times people will sex you and date you because of unresolved issues / conflicts and unsolved problems. To me, social media and the hookup sites, hookup apps, and the dating sites and dating apps are filled with virtual trauma triggers. Virtual acute stress disorder, virtually repressed memories, virtual survivor guilt, virtual emotional self-dysregulation, virtual traumatic coupling, virtual panic attacks, virtual heart attacks, and virtual flashbacks as well. What I've noticed about social media in particular, even those hookup sites and hook and dating apps and dating sites and hookup sites, is because in terms of that social media world and hookup dating app sites world, is also this: that kind of world has a lot of, those kind of worlds have virtual nervous breakdowns. Virtual paranoia, virtual agitation. And those kind of worlds fuel divorces, breakups, people becoming widows, people becoming widowers. It fuels legal separations and separations that happened that weren't filed within the law. So, that's why, you know, that's one reason why I'm really not the type of person that really cares for that kind of world at all. I don't care for those kind of worlds at all. Those are all my thoughts.